Gemara of Shailam, Dov Chaf Alf Amun Alf, Yibaylu Ma'al L'Kadu Shad Abra Lo Bekiyar, Kemen Ra Rachman Avlo Mesecha, Dom Afilu Mesecha. So basically, could you put your hands and feet in the Kiyar and be Mekadosh like that when everything is in the Kiyar? The Mer Misado, the Asakasha, how does that work? We know that you need Derech Sheris by Kiyar, by the Kiyar, and you have to do it Pashas by Masachas. So then, if your feet in the Kiyar, you're not in the Ritzvah, you have a Chitzitza between you and the Ritzvah, and there's a din of Lamed L'Sharis, you have to be in the Ritzvah. So how would the Kiddush work if your feet are in the Kiyar, if now you have a Chitzitza between your feet and the Ritzvah? So he gives a couple of tutsim over there, but the stipler answers like this. The stipler in Simon Yazayin wants to answer this, Alpidim and Chaschinach. And the Chaschinach has a tzad to say, says a Chiddush, that Alpidim Gemar and Yuma, that it's possible for a person to be Masiach Das from his feet and not from his hands, or vice versa, and therefore you only need to be Mekadosh, the Evarim of your body, the Masiach Dasim, but the other ones would not need Kiddush. So if, let's say, he's Masiach Das from his hands, but not from his feet. So his feet would not need Kiddush in Amar Lain, but his hands would need. So that could be the case over here. It's talking about a case where he's Masiach Das from his hands, not from his feet. So his feet could be on the floor, but he's been Mekadosh. His feet do not need Kiddush, and therefore he's still being Amid al Ritzvah while putting his hands in the Kiyar, and therefore that would not be a problem.